Jack walked into the steakhouse with a bouquet of roses. He smiled at Layla on approach and told her she looked more beautiful than in her photos after introducing himself. They met on a dating site, which was Layla's last hope of finding her perfect man. She believed he was out there and nothing less would suffice. Average men didn't stand a chance with her. She wanted top-tier men who were financially savvy, fit, tall, and knew just what to say in every situation. In her defense, she was 1.85 meters tall. Layla had long brown hair and an athletic body. She secured an executive position at an advertising firm after obtaining her MBA and eventually planned to get a master's in psychology. She was aware that at the age of 32 she would have to date men who were at least 10 years older than her to find her ideal match. Her standards were slightly flexible with age gaps, but nothing else. As Jack moved to his seat, she checked if his shoes matched his belt. So far, she hadn't written him off. She scrutinized his posture and how long he held eye contact before breaking it. Everything mattered to her. Everything. At the end of the date, Layla's shoulders dropped slightly, and she sighed softly. Jack, like all the other men, had an imperfection. He expected his wife to cook, and Layla hated the notion that women belonged in the kitchen. Outside the restaurant, Layla smiled at Jack, shook his hand, and thanked him for the evening like she did with all men. Displaying manners and showing appreciation were important to her. At home, she poured a glass of wine and stroked her cat while watching The Notebook for the umpteenth time. She wondered if she was doomed to be single for the rest of her life because of a short supply of good men. After all, it's not her fault that all good men are married or gay. Her phone rang. It was her bestie, Charmaine. She wasn't in a talkative mood, but she picked up to get her mind off men. "Hey, how was the date?" asked Charmaine, knowing there was a slim chance she found her prince.
"What can I tell you?"
"He was okay, but just didn't cut it." Charmaine rolled her eyes. Layla added, "I'm starting to feel like someone placed a curse on me, and I'm never gonna meet him." Charmaine wanted to tell her to lower her standards, but she knew that was pointless. Layla wanted what she wanted, and it was the universe's fault for not molding the perfect man. "I've got someone in mind," said Charmaine. Layla perked her head up, hearing the optimism in Charmaine's voice. She knew that Charmaine was aware of her ridiculously high standards and would not subject her to anything less than perfection.
"Who?"
"My personal trainer's brother. Kevin and I were talking during our sesh, he mentioned his single brother, so I thought of you."
"What's he like?"
"You know Kevin is great, and he said that his brother is even nicer."
"Okay, so he's a nice guy, and he must be in great shape since his brother is a personal trainer," thought Layla. "But how much does he make?
Hopefully he's also not a personal trainer. Those guys don't make much."
"What does he do?" asked Layla.
"He's an engineer."
"Ooh, okay. So, he's fit, charming, and in the upper tax bracket.
Can I tell Kevin to arrange for Tom to meet you?"
Tom. Okay, it's kind of a regular name, but I guess it won't hurt to meet him since he passes the initial test.
And he's definitely never been married, no kids, no medical conditions, and the rest of the shebang?" asked Layla.
"I wouldn't even dream of mentioning you if he wasn't godlike."
Layla smiled, not sensing Charmaine's sarcasm because she thought her friend believed she deserved the best.
"Okay, I'll meet him. I just hope I'm not disappointed again."
Charmaine rolled her eyes again and then shook her head. She was tired of playing matchmaker, but she couldn't stand Layla's incessant whining about being lonely. More than anyone, Charmaine hoped that Tom ticked all the boxes, but she was dubious. The date was 2 nights later. Layla had worn a touch of makeup to accentuate her perfect bone structure.
Her black dress reached just above her knees and completely covered her breasts. She made sure not to show too much. A preview of her intimate parts was reserved only for the best man. Layla was early at the restaurant like always to scope her surroundings and to judge others for not dressing better and lacking impeccable manners. Tom walked into the restaurant, and Layla looked at him but didn't realize that he was her date. He couldn't be. Tom was anything but perfect, at least, to Layla. "Hi, I'm Tom." He extended his hand and smiled. Layla kept staring at him, struggling to comprehend how Charmaine could expose her to such an atrocity. Eventually, she slowly extended her hand without blinking. Her mind raced to find a reason to excuse herself, but it was too late. Tom had sat down and the waiter approached to get the drinks order. She looked at his beard and wondered how itchy it must be. His thick shoulder-length hair made her a bit jealous, but she got over it as she looked at his obese body. Technically, he was only 20 kilograms overweight, but that was on par with elephant weight to Layla. Tom's witty humor snapped her out of her trance. Every few minutes, he slipped in a witty remark that made Layla chuckle or he teased her, which made him stand out from the other guys who told her what they thought she wanted to hear. He was charming, no doubt about that. But no matter how much Layla enjoyed his company, his beard, long hair, and body reminded her why she could never marry him. She figured that she could make him cut his hair and shave the beard, but the weight issue would remain. Sure, he could eventually lose the weight, but how long would she have to wait? Layla wanted a pre-assembled man who ticked all the boxes. Tom kind of came close to that, but no cigar. Yet, she was going to enjoy a free meal with a side dish of laughter. All in all, it wasn't such a bad night, but after the bill, she shook his hand and thanked him for the evening. Tom called her 2 days later and suggested another date, but she declined. When he pressed for a reason, she told him the truth. Layla was brutally honest. She hated liars, so she ensured she spoke only the truth, even if it hurt a person's feelings. A year later, Layla had given up hope of finding her dream man after going on numerous dates. She tried to convince herself to lower her standards because she knew it was for her own good, but to no avail. After work, she stopped at the supermarket she frequented to stock up on healthy food. A man taller than her, dressed in a suit with short hair and a fit body, grabbed the vegetable mix packet and fish. She couldn't help but scan his body up and down. He was fine from head to toe, but she wondered if he made enough money and had charm. He looked at her, locked in eye contact, and smiled. She felt her knees weaken, and she smiled. "Hi, I'm Andrew." "Layla. Nice to meet you." He looked at her basket. "I see you're opting for a healthy alternative. Trying to lose weight." Her mouth slacked open. The cheek of him to think I need to lose weight. "No, this is my regular food." "Oh, okay." He turned back to the shelf. She frowned, curious why he didn't engage her. Most men would die to have Layla speak to them, but Andrew was different. "Seems like you're also on a diet," she said cheekily, hoping he would re-engage her. "Not at all. I'm in great shape. I could show you what exercises to train. Looks like you need some help." Her tongue swirled around her mouth as she wondered how this man had the audacity to talk to her like that. She was intrigued and wanted to know more about him. Andrew waited for her outside the supermarket and suggested a coffee at the shop next door. After finishing her second cup, Layla had questioned him about all the things she deemed to be important, which was everything. She couldn't find a reason to disqualify him, making her completely gobsmacked. "Is it possible that I've found the perfect man?" She questioned the situation even though that was her reality. 3 dates later, Andrew hadn't cracked. He was everything she wanted him to be. After the date, she feared losing him if she didn't give up the goods. She knew that a man like Andrew had options and women, and he wouldn't wait for her forever. At her place, she dimmed the lights and played jazz in the background. She sat next to him and toasted with a wine glass. Their glasses clinked, and they stared at each other while sipping. As she put her glass on the table, Andrew shifted closer to her and ran his hand up her leg. She briefly looked at his hand, then his lips. He smooched her, and she rubbed his back, pulling him closer. He ripped her blouse open and then unclipped her bra. Andrew squeezed her tit while shoving his tongue deeper into her mouth. She ran her hand up his leg and grabbed his hard dick. He felt her eagerness to get to the meat of things, so he stood up and unzipped his pants. Layla shifted to the edge of the couch and slid her hand up his shirt and pressed on his abs as she leaned forward and wrapped her lips around his dick. He clutched her hair with both fists and pulled her closer to his groin, her mouth engulfing his dick. Andrew pulled out his dick and tapped it on her nose. She smiled as it hovered over her face, and she licked his balls. He raised his right leg, and his balls were just above her lips before he lowered them, dipping them into her mouth. Layla knew she found her perfect man and would do anything to please him. If he had urinated on her face, she would have tolerated it. "Turn around," he said. She bent over, her hands pressing the cushions of the couch. He poked around her anus, making her believe that he would start with that hole. Andrew knew he could bang her in the pussy later. He wanted ass action first. His dick slowly slid into her ass, making the corners of her eyes wrinkle as she gritted her teeth. Her ass was stretched for the first time. He grabbed her shoulders and thrust slowly. She grunted, feeling slight anguish. He pushed his dick deeper into her ass, prompting her to squeeze the cushions and close her eyes. Andrew smiled, feeling proud of himself for breaking her anal virginity. He increased the pace, and she screamed. He heard a mixture of pain and pleasure in her screams. Layla's face flushed, and a vein protruded from her forehead. Andrew pulled out his dick and said, "Come suck here." She got on her knees in front of him and indulged him in ass to mouth. A smile appeared on his face again. He sat on the couch and she sat on top of him, her knees pressing on the cushions and her arms on his shoulders as she straightened her back and rode him. His hands were on her waist as he admired her tits and glanced at her face. She screamed as he smacked her ass and raised his crotch to drill her wet pussy. Andrew's dick penetrated her rapidly, making her lower her bottom lip as she breathed heavily. He hooked two fingers onto her bottom teeth, and she licked his fingers. With his other hand, he grabbed her hair and pulled it. Her eyes filled with tears. This was definitely the kinkiest sex Layla ever had. It was something different, but she could grow to accept it to keep Andrew. He tapped her thigh, indicating to her that she should get off him. Andrew stood up and pulled her hair, bringing her face to his crotch. He shoved his dick into her mouth, with the tip poking her throat. She gurgled as saliva spilt out of her mouth. She tickled his balls, and he murmured. His body tensed up as a load busted into her throat. He pulled his dick out of her throat, and she swallowed his cum. "That's a good girl." Andrew got dressed and walked out without saying a word. She looked at the door, stunned that he didn't even have the decency to stay and cuddle. A week later, Layla couldn't get her mind off Andrew, wondering why he hadn't called. He was her dream man, and there was no way she was going to let him slip through her hands. She called him after not being able to stand the wait anymore. "Hi, I haven't heard anything from you since the last time," she said. "I got what I wanted." She frowned. "What? So you just use me for sex? That's all you're worth? Pity, we could have been more had you given me a chance."
What are you talking about?
I know I've changed since the last time you saw me, but I had no idea I have become completely unrecognizable to you. Well, you did walk out of my place after coming in my mouth without saying goodbye. He chuckled. That's not what I'm talking about. In the supermarket, it started off as a joke to me, and I wanted to see how far it would go before you recognized me. Turns out Miss MBA isn't so smart after all.
What the hell are you talking about, Andrew?
My name is Tom. The same Tom you rejected for being overweight. I've also got a criteria for women, and a stuck-up, superficial bitch is definitely not on my list.